friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Psalm 98, verse 1, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. And all God's people said, amen. That's right. Our God has done and is doing marvelous things. Friend, how you doing? Good to fellowship with you. It is, of course, Thursday, this November the 12th, 2015. Of course, yesterday was Veterans Day, and I have to tell you, been expecting something important in the mail the last couple of days, and looked out my window all day, pretty much yesterday, waiting for the mail carrier to come, and it clicked. It was a federal holiday. And I realized, you know what? I need to work for the post office all these days off. And no. We appreciate our veterans. We really, really do. You know, the freedom that we have here at Great News Radio, and the freedom that I have to really share Jesus Christ on the radio. There are so many freedoms that we have, and we're so grateful for. So thank you again. I know Veterans Day was yesterday, but we don't need to wait till November 11th every year to celebrate our veterans. Amen. So thank you for those who really make sacrifices for our country. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what, we are praising God. You know, that bus trip that we've been talking about for the last, couple of weeks or so to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and watch the live recording of the program Unshackled. Well, the bus, well, it's filled. Praise the Lord on that. That was really quick, too. But we are still taking names to be put on a waiting list if an opening does occur between now and the 21st. So if you're still interested in being part of the bus trip to the Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago, now the bus, again, is filled, but we are taking some names to be on a waiting list. If an opening or two occurs, give us a call. We'll love to sign you up. The cost is $30, and then we're taking that trip Saturday, November 21st. Now, if you'd like to be on that waiting list, just call Karen, and she'll kind of set you up from there. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to be taking a look at some really good, encouraging passages when the healing doesn't come. You know, there are times where you and I, we pray for a healing for somebody that we love, and God chooses to heal them in a much different way than we had hoped for. And we're going to be taking a look at that, how to trust God when he says no. That's coming up right after this, on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Yeah.
struggles with long-term health issues will come to this question sooner or later. If God can heal me, why doesn't he? I'll tell you what, friends, some of the most profound teaching and insight on this issue came from the pen of the Apostle Paul. He was a man well acquainted with pain and suffering throughout his life. He understood. And today, we're going to be taking a look at when sickness comes to stay. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to take a look at a couple of different passages in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and again in 2 Corinthians 12. So 2 Corinthians 4, we're going to look at 16 through 18. It says, "Therefore we do not lose hearts, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day, praise the Lord. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." And then turn over to a couple of pages to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 7 to 10. It says, "Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, but he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." You know, earlier in 2 Corinthians 4, we didn't read this, Paul described his current situation with words like pressed, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, and given over to death. Even though Paul's outward circumstances were extremely hard, he used very different words and phrases to describe his inward attitude. He says, "But I'm not crushed, not in despair, not abandoned, and not destroyed." So what enabled Paul to have that type of attitude? The verses we just read in 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18 show us the answer. In spite of his earthly difficulties, Paul maintained an eternal perspective. He says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, but inwardly we are being renewed day by day." And I'll tell you what, such a viewpoint is rare in our culture, and should I say also in our church today. Today, a person's hope, happiness, and even identity are typically tied to his or her physical health or circumstances. Because Paul had an eternal perspective, however, he was able to be strong and joyful when most people would feel weak and depressed. See, just imagine, kind of go into the neighborhood of make-believe with me, okay? imagine a set of scales. On one side of the scale, Paul gathered up his suffering and trials. On the other side was the eternal glory that would be his when he reached heaven with Jesus. Paul concluded that the coming eternal glory was far heavier, far greater than the sufferings of his earthly life. And praise the Lord, friend, the same is true for us today. When compared to the eternal glory that has been promised to us, believers, people who've called upon Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the sufferings of this life are momentarily. Did you hear that today? The sufferings of this life are momentary. You know, that is so easy for me, which health is going well for us and so forth. So easy for me to say on this side of the fence. But at the end of the day, that's a biblical statement. That's what the Word of God says. They're just brief and fleeting. See, pain has a way, friend, of rocking our world in a good way. They can help us shift our focus. We realize we're not mortal and we won't be here forever. In fact, James 4:14 says that our physical life is a mist that appears for just a little while and then vanishes. Life gets tough though, friend, don't it? Life gets tough. My mom, her health is not doing well. She's been dealing with cancer for several years now and in remission and back again, in remission, back again. It gets difficult. But praise God for the child of God. This world is not our home. When life gets hard, even unbearable, the Lord encourages us to remember that we're not home yet. We're not home yet, friend. In 2 Corinthians 12, we see one very specific example from Paul's life about his own journey with suffering. We read that Paul's request for relief and deliverance from his thorn in my flesh, he says. Bible scholars have tried to interpret as what exactly was Paul's thorn in the flesh. No one can say with certainty what it was, but it was likely some kind of physical affliction. And Paul repeatedly petitioned God to remove his affliction. Repeatedly, however, God's answer was no. And as far as we know, God gave no explanation for refusing Paul. We don't see this here in the text whatsoever. And that's an important lesson for you and me today. In God's no is the gentle challenge to trust me. Trust me. Even though when we don't understand his plan, we can still trust his character. You know, there's a song that came out several years ago, when you can't see his hand, trust his heart. While God didn't remove the thorn that was oppressing Paul, he did make two promises, though, to his servant. God's ever-present grace would be sufficient. Praise the Lord. God didn't remove the thorn, but he did promise Paul he would provide everything the apostle needed to live with. And this reminds me of the psalmist's words in Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit. So he promised his ever-present grace would be sufficient, and he also said that he would demonstrate his power in Paul's weakness. Anybody here today have some severe weaknesses? I know I do. Insecurities, all of that stuff. Sometimes the light of God's power shines most brightly against the dark backdrop of our suffering. You know what? Some of the hardest prayers, some of the most spiritual prayers that I ever prayed, so to speak, was when I was on my knees in pain, in suffering, going through a trial, going through something or another. So God's ever-present grace would be sufficient. And he also promised that he would demonstrate his power in Paul's weakness. See, Paul didn't just endure his trials and survive his suffering. He found the supernatural strength to boast and delight in his suffering and weakness. Now, I don't understand why, or I don't fully understand why, but God has determined to do some of his most significant work through sickness, pain, and trial. As mentioned before, my best prayers, my hardest prayers, my most spiritual prayers, the most I've ever been closest to him is when I'm in my knees in suffering, in pain, in trial, in sickness. It could be that what the world really needs to see far more than a miracle or healing are people who find joy and peace and trust in God, even in the midst of their suffering. Ronnie Bowers, a South American missionary, wrote the following just a few weeks before being killed in a plane crash. Ronnie says, God often chooses to do something different with your life than you envisioned, but it's okay. He's still God, and he still loves you. As long as your confidence in God remains strong in the midst of all of the questions and the myriad of emotions, you will be okay. He is the only one who remains constant, and life is good if you stay in His arms, God's loving arms. You may not understand where He leads, but you will be safe and secure with Him anywhere, even in death. So does God still heal? Yes. But God doesn't always choose the heal in the way we want Him to. God delivers us in many different ways. Like sometimes God delivers us out of our pain and suffering. Sometimes He delivers us out of that. This can happen through supernatural intervention. God is still in the healing business, and He sometimes demonstrates His great power through healing. Sometimes God delivers us through the pain and suffering. This is how God worked in Paul's life. God doesn't always take away the sickness, but He can give us the grace to endure it. And in the process, He shapes us deeply and manifests His glory so that others see joy and steadfastness in Jesus in us as we endure. And sometimes God delivers us unto Himself. You know, one of the psalmists wrote, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His faithful servants." Psalm 116:15. You know, we get so fixated sometimes on this life that we forget the beautiful reality of heaven, the life that awaits us. But at the end of the day, we need to remember that our Heavenly Father is good. Can I get an amen? He is good. He is wise, and He is in control. He can be trusted. We can trust God. Even when things seem so grim, God is still faithful.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Buried 4 days. Somebody said, "He'll soon be here. The Lord's on His way." Don't be discouraged.
Back and New River and 4 days late. Hey, friend, thank you so much for listening today on my birthday. How about that? I have to work on my birthday, but praise God, after a certain age, that's just another day. Hey, I pray that you're doing well today, and you can always catch up with me if you want me to be praying about anything for you. If you have a question, a comment, maybe a song request or whatnot, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is Joey, that's J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Also, there's still room for you to be part of the 2020 challenge. Can you give a gift today of $20 a month for the next 20 months to this listener-supported radio ministry? You can sign up for the 2020 challenge by clicking on the 2020 challenge banner at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And click on that banner there. Or you can just send in your gift of support, regardless of the size. We want to celebrate your involvement and being part of the giving family. Our address here is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Hey, friend, I do thank you so much for your time and your attention today. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus. I'm going to go enjoy some birthday cake.